Flush the Format Friday, 1 out of 4, your throwbacks, your requests throughout the morning, 7:20 in the morning, and your next chance at 1 out of 4 Secret Sound. Sound number one will be at 8:10 this morning, and we do get these guesses as they come in posted at 194.com on the Secret Sound page. Again, you can text SECRET to 35270. And here's the nice thing. If you go to that page a time or two a day, we can make sure that we don't have people doing repeat guesses. Because if you're that person, all people will be screaming at the radio at you like, stop it! That was already guessed!
That was already guessed at 7:10 yesterday!
Somebody already guessed! Is that a bag of M&M's getting thrown across the room or whatever that one was with Mandy yesterday?
It would just seem like a wasted try. You guessed the same thing.
There you go. I thought you meant that guess.
If you would guess the same thing, then it's like, someone already said that. Why wouldn't you check the website?
Yeah, so check the website, then you could find out all the guesses so far.
I don't even remember how Mandy worded it, but I had a moment where I was like, it almost is like she's implying that it's like Skittles.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not M&M, but like, oh, so is it Skittles?
Skittles. It's a bag of Skittles.
You know what? I gave you a free guess. It's not a bag of Skittles. I help you out with that. Hey, comfort in numbers from Playhouse family member Hannah, and she's wondering if anybody can relate to this. Give her that circle of support. That's what comfort in numbers is all about. Just wants to make sure she's not alone in this. She says, my dermatologist tells me other people make this mistake, but I'm still worried I'm the only idiot who's done something like this. So I'm hoping that you can get me some comfort in numbers. I saw a beauty hack on TikTok for a lemon juice peel. I figured I'd try it. Vitamin C is good for you, right? What could go wrong? I currently look like someone with chicken pox. I have so many pimples on my face. My face looks like a roll of bubble wrap, but made of flesh. Basically, it clogged all my pores, and I'm just a disaster, and currently on medication and a medical cream to fix this. Please tell me someone has had a beauty hack gone wrong. You ever been there before, ABK?
Yes, multiple, all the time. I read things, I see videos, I think in my mind, this will probably work, let me try it. I've been putting way too much product to try to, because I'm dealing with a lot of hormonal acne now that I'm off birth control on my chin, and it's making my face bad, so I use some of my old prescription strength medication on my face, and it's dried it out so bad lately. Yes, I've been there. One time when I was in school, I forgot what I put on my face, like toothpaste all over it, to try to do a toothpaste mask, because I read that you could put it on just parts, like on pimples, just like spot treatment.
Right.
I completely broke out in a rash, and I had to be on a steroid cream on my face, and I was crying because I thought everyone was making fun of me, and my teacher was like, you're making it worse by crying and touching your face, and I just started crying even more. Thanks, you know I'm making it worse.
What a supportive teacher.
I know,
you
I couldn't believe
wow.
that.
Wow, sounds like a delight.
Yeah, my friends were like, don't listen to her, no one even notices, and I said, okay, and I look in the mirror and I'm like, hey, yeah. People definitely notice this.
Definitely notice that. I used to get like welt pimples, like just giant
like
ones.
Like cystic.
Yeah, and they'd be like right in between my eye and my nose, like right at the top there, and it was always the weirdest. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I'd be looking at you, all I could see is just the mound of pimple through my eye. Yeah. And I would be like, and people, they don't notice it. They don't. I'm like, it is a giant pimple right on my like eyeball. I can't, like, how do you not see that? But the only thing I've ever done, I've never obviously worn makeup, but I have a hairy chest, and I didn't really have a hairy chest in high school, but I shaved it for the girlfriend that I did have, because we'd always play like shirts or skins or shirts for basketball.
Okay.
So I shaved my chest and it broke out. That was the only thing I ever did.
Like, is your beauty hack
gone
wrong?
Yeah, my beauty hack. And then it just like broke out, and then the shirt would rub on it and would irritate it, and just like it was so bad. Like my whole chest rashed out, and I told my stepmom, not my dad, because I didn't want him to make fun of me. And my stepmom's like, why'd you shave your chest? You are like a freshman in high school.
Want to be smooth. I want to be smooth. I don't know if I've tried a beauty hack that I know of, to be honest with you. But I think that's probably more of a female thing, right? You're on TikTok, you see this thing's whatever girl did, and then you give it a try.
One time I saw that if you took an old mascara tube and like the brush after it was all like dried out and gross, if you would clean it out and then you would just use the brush as like kind of a scrub on your lips for like an exfoliator. So I thought I cleaned it out well enough, and then I used it. Nope. Once I got it wet, there was mascara all over my lips. It was not clean.
And is mascara waterproof?
There is some, yeah. So right. I had to use like a makeup wipe to get it off.
Oh, gross.
Have you ever tried a beauty hack? Maybe you saw it on TikTok or Pinterest or something, and then it didn't go right. Maybe you got injured in some way, made a mess. It just went wrong. That's why Hannah's looking for some comfort in numbers at 237. It's text 35270. She did a lemon peel thing. Got a bunch of pimples from it. Something like that as we play Vertical Horizon and a Flush the Format Friday. Flush the Format Friday. Why not 84? Comforted numbers for Playhouse family member Hannah, who tried a DIY beauty hack, went wrong. Wondering if you've been there before.
So I found out about tea tree oil or peppermint oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that it was really good for inflammation and for your skin, and that if you put a couple drops in the bathtub, that it will help your skin overall. So I said, okay, that sounds fun. And I didn't realize you were only supposed to put like 2 drops in a bathtub full of water. So here I am sprinkling peppermint oil into this bathtub. And by the time I got in it, no matter how hot the water got, it was just my whole body was covered with menthol. Like I was shivering for at least a couple hours after that. My whole body was tingling. Just never again. Never going to happen again. It was like, I don't know. It was like hellfire, man. It was cold and warm at the same time.
I mean, what you're describing sounds miserable. I'll say that much.
Yeah, and you got to think this is a bathtub. So there's nowhere that menthol-y peppermint oil did not touch.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Well, at least you won't have to go to the doctor and see if you got something else.
I guess, yeah, it might be a different burning. No.
It's not that kind of burning. It's from the peppermint.
Even if you just use the right amount of like menthol, like bath bombs or anything like that, and it just has already what's in it, that even kind of burns a little bit too much for me.
I just go straight hot water. I'd rather just burn with the hot water than an oil or any of that.
It's not supposed to. It's supposed to be like clears your sinuses and smells good and relaxes you. It's not supposed to burn your body. But when Steve and I first started dating, I used to have a bunch of bath bombs and he was breaking out in a rash. And he was too afraid to say anything to me. And he thought it was because of my cat at first. But then we found out it was some body wash that he had that had like a menthol eucalyptus stuff in it.
Now, are we seeing some people like, oh, yeah, I got a beauty hack that went very, very wrong?
Someone said, I once did a DIY turmeric face mask, and it stained my face yellow.
Oh, I've heard about the turmeric.
Is that how you say it?
I think it's turmeric, isn't it?
Turmeric?
Oh, I say turmeric. But yeah,
I say turmeric.
It stains bad from what I've heard.
I heard it's supposed to be good, though, for like inflammation, because I've wanted to try it, but now I know it stains your face yellow. Someone else said, I tried tinting my eyebrows. It turned out way too dark, so I shaved them off.
No!
And I didn't have eyebrows for a while. This one, kind of similar with what she was talking about. I used lemon as a toner, try to get rid of my freckles like a DIY way, and it left me with eczema on my face. It only started to get better about 7 years down the line. Do not use lemon on your skin. I embrace my freckles now, and I take better care of my skin.
I like freckles. Freckles are cute.
Hey, you guys want to see a beauty hack fail right now? How about my spray tan that I gave myself and my fingers?
Boy, that looks a little rough there, Amy Kay.
Because I washed my hands, can you tell, from knuckles up?
I mean, nobody's going to know unless they're like looking at it. It just looks like you got cold hands.
Can I, as a friend, can I ask you a question? Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Why are we still doing the self-spray tans, Amy Kay? It's never gone well for you.
Yes, it did.
It looks like you got paint balls attacked.
The kind I bought that I've been using all summer long was really good. Then I went to the store and I couldn't find it. So I bought this other stuff and it was cheap. It was called Tanned AF. And apparently it did not work. I used to always go get spray tans.
Yeah,
I still should, but I didn't have a car for a while, so I couldn't get around anywhere.
Ugh, your beauty hack gone wrong. You got one?
Oh, when I was younger, did the whole perm your hair at home in the sink with a bunch of friends. That did not go well.
In what way did it not go well?
Well, so I was the first one to go out of my 3 friends, and we were like, maybe, I don't know, freshman in high school. We were young and dumb, bought it from like a convenience store or something, barely skimmed the directions, left it in too long.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my hair fell out, and then the rest was just like these ugly, horrible swamp witch curls is the only way I can describe it.
Okay. Well, that's probably what you probably shouldn't do yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess back in the day, I'm sure you did the zero, but frosting the tips.
Yep.
I know I did that too. It was expensive to go to the salon, so you had your stepmom help you, and then you're like, man, it didn't really. You might as well just dyed your whole head blonde at that point, is what happened to me.
A couple of guys that bleached their head, and now is, you know, 30-whatever-year-olds don't have any hair on their head, kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Makes you wonder, yeah.
Doesn't make you wonder.
I thought you said you've never had any beauty hack fails. Sounds
you
like
go.
You bleaching your hair was.
burned yeah. it down. I bleached it to the flesh is what I did. It is a Flush the Format Friday, a Friday fill in the blank here momentarily. And just minutes ago, there was a concert announcement. Shields Arena, May 10. Foreigner headed to town. Foreigner, Shields Arena, May 10. Here they are, Cold as Ice, Y94. You're as cold.